Hello, this is Eileen Apperson, and I am the Student Learning Outcomes Committee Coordinator, and I'm here interviewing a student about her response to Richard Rodriguez's book titled Hunger of Memory. So could you go ahead and say your name?
Hi, my name is Miriam Mansell. I read the book with instructor Mrs. Rebecca Snyder, called Hunger of Memory, and I thought that book related with my life growing up in the United States. I was born in Chicago but raised in Mexico, and my family wouldn't speak English, so it was hard for me to learn, and there was a lot of discrimination, and so it was even harder for me.
So you had a response to Richard Rodriguez's, some of the events in his life. What were some of the things that you had in common?
In common that he will stay like quiet because he was afraid of speaking up because he didn't speak the language. And he would just stay quiet and hear the people talk in another language. And I was like that. I would just stay quiet. But with me, it was like, my first language was English, so when they took me back to Mexico when my mom got a divorce, my grandma used to hit me a lot because all I spoke was like English, like the 2-year-old speaking English, cookie, and saying all those little words. So she would hit me a lot because I wouldn't speak Spanish. Mm-hmm. So when I came back to the States when I was 8, I wouldn't speak English. So it was like my teacher would like keep kids from talking to me because if I wanted to talk to them, it was only Spanish. Ask them, like, where's the restroom, where's this, where's that, the nurse's office, and I will only speak Spanish. And she will tell the kids, don't speak to her in Spanish. So it was like hard for me, like I wouldn't speak the language, and so the kids knew that when we were in class, they were not allowed to speak to me in mm-hmm. Spanish. So I would just stay quiet, and they didn't understand the teachers. I don't know if there wasn't an ESL class, not back in the days, they didn't place me in an ESL class, I was just like mm-hmm. dropping there and that mm-hmm. was it. Mm-hmm. So the kids will explain to me on the in recess, they will explain, oh, she wants this, she wants that, and I will take notes. And I was, 8? Mm-hmm. And they will help me in recess. They will gather and say, oh, she's like this, she's like that. But I learned she will give me tapes, oldies, to listen to oldies, and I will stop and pause the on the recorder. I will pass and write down what I was learning. So I will know a lot of lyrics, mm-hmm. the oldies and the like Art Laboe's and all that, mm-hmm. and I wouldn't speak English. I will know, I will talk to somebody like regarding the oldies and the song, oh, I like that song, it says this and that. That's how I started listening mm-hmm. to oldies, mm-hmm. and but I think in a way, I don't know if she traumatized me in a way mm-hmm. that I would rather not speak to anybody. And that made me feel like to be a loner and stay away from people. And also, like, a lot of people will make fun of me, the way I talk. And that even make the problem even worse. Because if I speak up, they will make fun of me. I'd rather not speak up, or I will just be nod and, okay, it's fine. I agree with that. But not say what I thought because it was hard for me to speak up. Mm-hmm.
So when Richard Rodriguez writes in Hunger of Memory about the public self versus the private self and public language versus private language, you really identify?
Yeah, because in my house, nobody will speak English, so it was hard for me. Like to speak with them, or when the teacher, because the teacher came to my house also and told her that I wasn't allowed to see like the novelas, the soap mm-hmm. operas and all that to encourage me to see programs in English, but I wouldn't understand. He's like, I will see, I remember I will watch Sesame Street and Mr. Rogers. I like that show a lot. And that way I was learning, but it was hard for me and with my mom when I had to, because nobody spoke English. Mm-hmm. And my cousins, they were, I think I was the first generation that of my cousins that came to the States. Mm-hmm. And when they would come, for them to understand me, I would have to speak only Spanish. So I didn't have a lot of, I couldn't practice a lot mm-hmm. in my family. And it's true when he says that the public language is different, because in Spanish, like, you use, like, you scream a lot, your voice mm-hmm. is louder, and when you're with people, like, in public, you have to lower your voice, and it's like, you have to think before you speak, mm-hmm. think a lot.
mm-hmm. That's true.
Yeah.
So what were any other favorite parts of Hunger of Memory that you really felt like you identified with?
It was like when he mentions the part that all the women gather and speak, like if the kids were darker skin, mm-hmm. the part of where he talks about his complexion, that being dark skin, and like they will call him Negrito. We get that a lot. Like mm-hmm. they, the family, like in Mexico, they put nicknames. They use a lot of nicknames. Sometimes, like I have a cousin that I don't even remember their real name. We just call them Negro or mm-hmm. how he looked. And that was funny because the woman will, how to say that, use like, give them recipes like how to lighten their skin and make them lighter. Or if they had a big nose, like give them massage so they can have a like leaner, I don't know how you mm-hmm. say that, like a smaller nose mm-hmm. and all that. So mm-hmm. that was funny. Mm-hmm. That was funny for me. Like they were, he was embarrassed of his complexion.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you mentioned that you have a daughter.
Yes.
And so if she were sitting here with you, what are some of the things you would want her to know about your own experiences or comparisons with Richard Rodriguez?
Read a lot. She loves reading. Mm-hmm. And when she first came to, because I was raised, I went and lived over there in Mexico, so I got married over there. My whole life was over there. So, like, when we came, my mom was, like, very mad at me because she was like, you were supposed to teach them English in Mexico. That way it wasn't hard when they get here. So she would like, she reads a lot, and that made it easier for her to understand the language. Because she would read and read and read, and will have her dictionary beside her and or ask me, and I'm like, oh, I can't remember, but let's look up the word together. And I feel in a way I'm learning with her, and she's like, all the years I spent here in the States, she grabbed everything in like 2 years because she loves to read. Mm-hmm. And like if you read, that helps you a lot because you learn new vocabulary, new words. I was telling Mrs. Snyder, like if my grandma used to give us examples. If you are in a pack of wolves, you learn from them. If you're with good people, you learn from them. So you have to choose. I always tell my daughter, choose your the people you're going to be around with. If I made the mistake to be around people, because where I used to live in LA, South Central, like there was a lot of racism and a lot of the African Americans against the Mexicans. So like that forced you to be like in a group or in a gang to be able to survive in that environment. Mm-hmm. So I always tell her, I like this place because it's like they don't have a lot of gangs, and you can like always, you have to like be around people that are going to give you good examples. Mm-hmm. Maybe I think she's going to be, my sister, she's attending college, but it's like we're starting a new generation in our family to attend college. So, like, it's hard because when, like, I didn't attend college, so it's like for me to give, how can you say that, examples from the college life, it's hard because I'm like going through this, and she's going to 2 more years and she will go to college, start college. So it's like, we're going to go through this together. And she's helping me a lot. She's really smart. She loves reading. And like, I've been noticing her, like, for me, it's very difficult to explain myself or express myself in English. Mm-hmm. And for her, it's, like, easier. She can have a conversation with grown-ups in English, and her vocabulary is, she has a better vocabulary than I do. So it's like, you're doing good.
Is there anything else you'd like to share?
No, it's like, it's, college life is a whole different stuff. And if you have, your family has always attended college, it's easier for you. And when it's your first time, it's like you go through a lot. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Great. Well, thank you very much,
Marianne. Thank you. Thank you very much.